and you're a sports bet, Justin. You're having the latest update of no update again from baseball.
Well, at least nothing on the field.
Yeah. I had full expectations. Yesterday we told you that a conference call was going to take place with the owners. Led by the commissioner, Rob Manfred.
Yes.
I had full expectations. I think the players even expected to, from what I understand over the weekend, basically saying, we're at an impasse. Both sides agree that. And so baseball, as you have the opportunity, due to an early agreement, you can say, start the season.
Yeah.
And we'll play. It might only be 50 games, but do it. And that didn't happen.
That didn't happen at all.
I'm not sure what happened yesterday.
Sounds like that the MLB and the owners are thinking, let's just cancel it. What's the point?
The big issue still is the money.
Mm-hmm.
Though the safety issue, too, we can't deny that, especially since there was an announcement that, and they haven't named names, probably can't, HIPAA probably, but it says several players tested positive for COVID-19.
Yes. By the way, that didn't stop Ezekiel Elliott's agent from letting everybody know that he has coronavirus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys running back. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. And Elliott even tweeted and said, what about HIPAA? But yeah, his agent. Oops. Yeah, his agent went public with it.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah, so you still have these safety protocols that are out there. The players would still have to, and the owners would still have to agree to that. And I'm wondering if the owners are thinking, oh, even if we agree to a number of games being played, that's a whole nother issue that we're going to have to try to clear.
Hmm.
And understandably so. I don't blame the players for wanting to make sure that they'd be safe.
Because the players and the families, which was even outside that safety, there was the concern that if they were going to be housed in specific areas. Remember, they talked about just a couple of locations. It could have been for 3 or 4 months.
Well,
and
look at
their families.
And look at it this way. I remember back in, was it May, that Arizona's governor was saying, bring baseball here. Well, I can tell you, I think some baseball players don't want to go to Arizona right now as their cases are spiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 106 degrees in Tucson the other day,
too. That, too, on top of it, right.
It's a mess. It's a mess. And probably made a bigger mess because in whatever ways they are planning to do so, basketball still seems on track, even though it's getting late for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey still seems on track, even though it's getting real late for that.
Yeah,
football still seems on track. We haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-mm.
But if you have three of the four major sports that maybe you're going to find some way to do something in baseball, which you so eloquently, I thought, pointed out this morning when we were talking off the air, at this time, baseball's got it all to itself.
Yeah.
Aside from NASCAR and PGA.
Right, right, right.
Which has been the advantage for baseball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Summer has always been baseball has the sports scene on a day-to-day basis of its own.
Yeah.
What would a summer be without baseball?
Well,
we're finding out, aren't we?
First time since 1994, right?
Well, and that's interesting you say that, because that actually was a fall and World Series-less baseball, which...
Oh, yeah, they went later in the year. And then,
you got a whole new generation of fans that don't even recall that.
Right.
I mean, especially the youngsters, the ones that you want to build for the future. Well, old people like us remember that. But
almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, right. But you have a whole generation of youngsters who have no clue about that and have no other knowledge of any baseball stoppage at all.
The problem, though, I think, is you go back to 1994, and I think baseball did lose a younger generation at that point who decided to play, because those were the kids growing up who decided then to play soccer.
Yeah.
When soccer started to blow up in the 2000s, right after the turn of right around 2000. And I think this will just happen all over again. Baseball had the spotlight. They could have served as some kind of, I don't know, a healing mechanism maybe in a way for Americans out there who are out of work or who are dealing with the virus in other ways. This was one way that I think they could have just helped the nation heal with all this, with everything with politically that's going on, with everything socially that's going on, with all the racial divide. This was their chance. And in true baseball form, they are blowing it. And Rob Manfred, fair or not, the commissioner of baseball, fair or not, this will fall on him. When history books look back, they're not going to worry about a Tony Clark or whoever is the Players Association head or whatever. It's going to fall on Rob Manfred. For some reason, this happened under his watch.
And when you think about it, and that's something that I know has been talked about too, baseball always being there in all times of unrest, even during the war. I mean, baseball didn't stop during World War II. You had players who went out and served.
Yeah.
But somehow, and it was part of the process of keeping a nation at home, finding ways to divert its attention.
Well, these are unusual times. The latest model out indicates there could be 200,000 COVID-19 deaths by October.
Right. Yeah.
We're at 120 at most right now.
Well, and Dave, you bring up the point. I think I was paying attention to the money aspect, which I do think. Let's be honest. That's money is the big reason this is happening. I don't think so much for this year. I think they're setting up for their big labor fight that's happening in 2022.
Yes, yes.
So there might not be a season this year, and then in 2 years there might not be a season because they have another huge labor fight just staring them in the face. Mm. The health reasons, though, and the safety protocols, I think that still is playing a huge role, and it's going to play a huge role in football, too, coming up. And as much as the NFL and I think college is trying their best to think that something's going to happen, as Dave just said, when you have models showing 200,000 people could be dead by October, it's going to be tough.
Well, and again, when you had the announcement that I don't think we had heard of any major league players that had been tested positive up to the point of the announcement yesterday, unless I missed it.
Right.
And it just kind of came out and was like, oh, oops.
You're right. I mean, there were some reports. I think there was like one Pittsburgh Pirate, right? I think who may have. But other than that, you weren't hearing it. And all of a sudden yesterday you heard about a few players. Same in college football, too. You're hearing, I think, University of Houston reported that six of their players came down with the virus. Now, they were asymptomatic, so that was the good news. But you're starting to hear that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a huge sports fan. I want to stop reporting on what could happen and labor talks and everything. I would love to see it. I don't know.
It's like you almost have to separate the safety from the money. If you take it just for the safety's sake, you have more sympathy, I think. If you look at the money's sake, that's where both sides look. It's not petty money, but it's very petty when it comes to thinking that let's just find a way to put that issue aside.
And for now, right.
Because let that be the battle in the future.
Right. And when they are able to have fans back in the stands, how many are going to be able to afford the prices if they keep driving up salaries and everything?
Right.
Well, I mean, people are having a hard time right now.
Yeah.
That's always been the issue. And this is where, going back to the younger generation or the young kids who are playing the game, as much as you have two sides, this is where the kids always ask the question because they see what the players are getting paid. They don't know who the owners are. They don't care.
No, they know
who their heroes are. And it's like, the banter from the kids I know I associate with, I'd play for free. Mm-hmm. I'd pay them to let me play baseball.
They would.
They find out, a guy like Bryce Harper comes to the plate, and every time he comes to the plate, he gets paid $15,000, whatever it is,
for
a plate appearance.
Per pitch. For at bat.
So that's, that's tough. The business side of baseball, once you start understanding that, it can sometimes take a luster out of the game on both sides.
And this is where it's going to hurt baseball big time with the younger generation. If the NBA is going to play, which it looks like they're going to, that's just going to hurt baseball even more. The NBA will be out there this summer. And that will just take the kids' attention away from baseball. I feel sorry for baseball, but they do it to themselves sometimes. Yeah. They really do.
The only thing I will say is, and I said this in all the other times there's been baseball strife, because people, how do you stay a fan? How do you stay loving the game? It's because I will never, ever, ever let whatever of the current owners or players or whatever's happening, I will never let it destroy my personal love for the game.
Oh, of course.
Because there'll be new owners coming along. There'll be new players coming along. And it is what it is. I'll just let me enjoy the game. And as far as the fans go and the possibility of having distancing in the stands, the Miami Marlins have been doing that for years without any difficulty at all. And they've been doing it regularly on a basis of having no fans show up for their game, so it wouldn't be a problem. So sorry, Miami, but, truth be told.
Yeah.
So at this time, we are still... Without status quo.